This is KERA News. A new program known as Cite and Release is going into effect in the city of Dallas. The program gives police the option to give a person possessing less than 4 ounces of marijuana a citation to appear in court and let them go instead of taking them to jail. Similar programs are in place in Houston and Austin. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports Cite and Release might sound like a simple ticket, but it's more complicated than that.
A few dozen people gathered recently inside St. Paul United Methodist Church in Dallas to learn more about cite and release. Dallas Police Department Assistant Chief Gary Tittle told people in the pews he sees the program as an opportunity for taxpayers to save money and for police to save time.
Just a huge number that will be eligible for cite and release. In 2016 alone, 432 individuals would have been eligible for cite and release.
Here's how it works. If a Dallas County resident is charged with possession of marijuana under 4 ounces inside the city of Dallas, police can issue a citation to appear in court instead of taking the accused to jail, which can keep officers from going after more serious crimes. The word citation might sound like a ticket, but it's not. Dallas County Assistant District Attorney Elise Lindberg explained after the forum.
It's not a ticket. It's the same criminal offense. We're just making it easier and better for the person who is caught that they don't have to go to jail that night or that day and potentially have to have their car impounded, potentially lose their job or be late for their job or late to pick up their kids at daycare or whatever the situation is.
The policy is not a decriminalization of marijuana. The officer will still conduct an investigation, get information and fingerprints, and give instructions about where and when to appear in court. And there are caveats. To be eligible, the person has to be a resident of Dallas County with no other convictions or outstanding warrants and have a valid Texas state ID or driver's license. The offense also can't take place in drug-free zones, like schools. Yvette Balazé, a marijuana activist who attended the forum, says she's disappointed that cite and release only applies inside the city of Dallas, not in cities like Mesquite or Rowlett, DeSoto or Addison.
I would like for the cite and release policy to be countywide, just like we have in Harris County. I would like more compassion for veterans and patients. Okay, if somebody is a cancer patient, somebody is a veteran PTSD, you know, go ahead and give them a little bit of a break. I want here to mirror Harris County.
In Harris County, anyone found with 4 ounces or less of marijuana has the option of attending a drug education class to avoid criminal charges altogether. The cite and release policy in Travis County is similar to the one starting in Dallas County, where a person is summoned to appear in court. In 2013, the Austin American-Statesman reported that 40% of those who received a court summons never showed up. Dallas County Attorney Elise Lindberg says it's important people aren't afraid to come before a judge.
I hope that people understand there's lots of options for how their case is going to be handled. And just by coming to court doesn't mean that you're going to be locked up. It doesn't mean you're going to even get a conviction on your record. You can do the DA memo agreement program. And basically, if you successfully complete it, your case is going to be dismissed and your arrest records are going to be eligible to be expunged.
So you're expecting that people will show up?
I hope so.
Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez, who was also at the forum, is optimistic as well. But she's telling people to be patient. In her 42 years in law enforcement, she says every program has needed some adjustments. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.